Welcome to the weekly word. I'm so excited because God is taking us on a journey of sustenance this week. We have come through Purim. Purim, as you know, is the time that Esther valiantly came before the king and stood for the Jewish people. They came together, all of them, in Susa, in praying and fasting and standing. And then when Esther went before the king granted her whatever it was that she wanted, and she called forth a banquet where there she revealed the enemy, the evil Haman, who had come to destroy her people. And she stood for her people. That was her promotion moment. Remember, your promotion isn't just because you get a title. It isn't even because it's a certain season. It's because God says now is the time for you to take the position in which I have given you the title for. And so we've stepped into that. We've stepped through it. And now we're into Adar to the last 2 weeks. So now God is preparing us to cross over, go into the month of Nisan, which according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, is the first month of the religious calendar year. And so it's a very, very special time. It's a time where your promotion is getting positioned in such a way that you're going to be able to run with a new strategy. And so this week, God wants to talk to us about that strategy. He wants to talk to us about the sustenance that's involved with the strategy for being promoted. We're crossing over into a new season. It's still the Hebrew year 5784, but it is a time called the spring rains. The spring rains start at the beginning of Nisan and go all the way until Tishri, when our calendar will change over at the head of the year into 5785. And so this is the latter 6 months of the year, but it's also the beginning of God's religious calendar. So this is exciting. So hear me clearly. God is working with you on sustenance. He's teaching you and sharing with you the strategy for sustenance that's going to carry you into the promised land. These last 2 weeks of Adar, he's going to be preparing your heart and giving you what is the strategy for sustenance? What is going to allow you to sustain during the spring rain months? We're entering into the new year where we're going to have to accelerate quickly, but you want to have the sustenance to keep going. You want to have all the resources that you need, spirit, soul, body, finances, relationships, whatever it is, and you don't want to get burned out. And so this is a time where God speaks to us about how I'm going to sustain you. If you remember, once they crossed over from Egypt to the promised land, which is what Passover is all about and will be happening in a month, as we approach that time frame, we remember that they were released from bondage, but they went to a place of freedom. During this release process, God revealed that he would provide all things for them, that he indeed was Jehovah Jireh, their provider. He would be their sustenance. And so God wants to teach you some strategies this year, something new about who you are and who he is and who you are in him. He doesn't want any false identities in this new crossing over, which is going to happen in a couple of weeks. So you've been experiencing probably some overwhelming moments, feeling some heaviness, wondering how you're going to do what it is that God is asking you to do, seeing a hope in a future, writing down the vision and making it plain, but you're needing more understanding about how God and you are going to partner together for this sustenance. And so this is where we get ourselves washed clean. We go through a purification process before we cross over into Passover, which is going to start right around the middle of April. And so this is the time where God prepares the heart and says, listen, you're promoted. You've passed the test of promotion. I want you to start running with a vision, but the vision is big and it's going to multiply. And I need you to trust me and know that I'm going to establish my covenant with you and that I'm going to sustain you in this process. I want to read to you the word, Psalm 55, 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. What that means is he shall never allow us that we, the righteous ones, may fall. Okay. So what he's saying is, cast your burden upon me and I'm going to sustain you. Okay. I'm going to give you everything you need. You're not going to fall because you're righteous and you're in me, because you're a son and you're a daughter of the King. Come on. Somebody needs to remind themselves of that. Psalm 55, 22. It's time to enter into some new levels of faith. Whenever we're called to step into new strategies and new sustenance, it's time for some new faith. We got to find out where our faith is lacking. Every time we're challenged, it's just simply a new opportunity for greater faith growth. Come on. If everything is always perfect, then how are we going to stretch our faith? So God loves to stretch our faith. Listen, I'm waiting to see how he plans on stretching my faith this year. I've entered into a very, very hectic and overwhelming time. This is when we realize we've been promoted, but resources are something that are needed for promotion. Resources are needed for vision. And you might be looking at your resources and saying, Lord, come on, what do I have to believe you for that you might sustain all that you're calling me to? So who do I believe that I am? Who do I believe that you are? What is it that I believe I'm called to, really? Because you're going to sustain that which you're calling forth. And so I just want to encourage you that God is going to sustain you. And he says it right here in Psalm 55, 22. We also know that all the heavenly riches, he sets aside riches. You know, he says, you know, my riches are created for you and created so that you might go forth and bear fruit in this season. So I hear the Lord saying, I'm calling you to bear fruit, and I'm going to give you what you need to bear that fruit, because you bearing that fruit is important to me, says the Lord. And so I need you to be in a place of rest. I need you to be in a place of belief in faith that I'm going to supply your every need according to my riches in Christ Jesus. Those words are about God employing us, God making great provision for us in every way. So we're stepping into a freedom from bondage, a movement into our promotion at a level of higher faith. It's why I'm going to pray for you today, because God is stretching your faith. See, every time we come to a crossover moment, every time we get promoted and enter into a new season, it means we need a faith increase. It means our capacity must increase in order for us to be able to sustain in the land that God is calling us. And listen, he's calling you to a good land. He's calling you to a vast land of promise, but you have to have the faith and belief and the strength to know that God is there with you. Deuteronomy 8:18 says that he gives us the power to create wealth that he might establish his covenant with us. And so go into that private place with God. Go into a time of praying. Go into a time of fasting. Go into a time of seeking him for what sustenance he's going to be giving you. Lord, do I need more sustenance in my soul? In other words, is your mind, your will, and your emotions overwhelmed and heavy? Do you need to pick up your meditation time, your prayer time, your studying time? And remember, that word meditate is not a New Age word. It means to murmur in the word. How much more prayer, of meditative prayer, do you need to do where you're murmuring on the word? How much time in Bible study? How much quiet time? How much submission, silence, and solitude do you need to put into play so that you can tap into the spiritual soul resources to be able to be sustained in this journey? Then look at your body. How's the health of your body? What needs to be changed as you're crossing over into the new season as far as your eating habits? Maybe you're exercising. How much sleep are you getting? These are coordinates for sustenance. The plan that God has for you means that you have to be spirit, soul, body, sustenance. How about finances? How about your financial resources? Where are they at? How hard are you working? Are you doing 2, 3, 4 jobs? What kind of change do you need to make, even from a financial standpoint? Or what must you give up so that God can give you the finances that you need? Maybe it's not a matter of you working to receive, but it's that God's just going to give because that covenant has been established already and that you're leaping out into a next level. Now, hear me clearly. Every time we do enter into work, it's part of covenant. But maybe you're taking on still too much and God's saying, listen, I need you to release some of these things to me because they're just simply getting in the way of where your time needs to be. See, time is a resource. So what kind of eternal time do you need to tap into and not earthly time? What levels of the ascension mindset do you need to have and not the earthly mindset? These are things that get challenged. These are things that God is putting us into order and alignment so that sustenance is necessary. You want to be able to make right choices and decisions for your future, but you have to have a good analysis of the sustenance, the resources that you currently have, and what levels of sustenance you're at. How much more sustenance do you need for the vision to be accomplished? And so I just want to pray for you right now because this is time, the last 2 weeks of Adar, passing through the stand of the promotion. You have been promoted. Call all your friends, tell them you have been. But now's the time to learn about the sustenance that God brings forth for you to continue on the journey. Remember, after they passed through, after Moses took them from bondage to freedom, they spent 40 years learning about the goodness of God and how much it was that he intended to give them. So one of the key things I want you to walk away with today is that God is good and that he is pouring out in great, great measure everything that you need to accomplish that which he's called you to. All you must do is believe and spend those times in prayer, asking God to increase your faith. Just say, Lord, increase my faith. Take me to the realms of ascension so that I can be filled to overflowing. I can sustain in spirit, soul, body, resources, time, relationships, all the things that are necessary for you to run the race and to run it diligently. Remember, Paul said, I have run my race in faith and I have passed the test. And I know you will pass the test. It just means an increase in faith. So Lord, I thank you for my friend. I thank you that we're crossing over. We're getting ready. We passed through Purim, the last 2 weeks of Adar 2, and we're coming into Nisan. And Lord, I ask, Father, for greater revelatory wisdom, knowledge, understanding, faith capacity. May our souls come to a place of fulfillment, prosperity, living in those realms of the ascension so we can make decisions from that place so that we can be in the place of big and not small in every way. Lord, we thank you for the visions that you've given us, and they're big visions, Lord, and you want us to be spirit, soul, and body strong, financially strong, time strong, relationship strong, everything strong so that we can fulfill the plan, purpose, and destiny that you have for us. Father, we thank you now. Just lift up your hands and just receive his goodness. I thank you, Lord, that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, that I shall taste the goodness of the Lord, that I should live in the land of the living. I should have a Zoe life that is completely full and overflowing. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to show me, you're going to show me, you're going to show my friends, you're going to show all of us how to live in this place of sustenance. So Father, we just praise you and we thank you. Lord, we thank you right now. Just fill us to overflowing. Show us in our mind, our will, and our emotions. Get our souls in alignment with you and let us know the supernatural sustenance that is coming to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, you need to share this with a friend. I'm feeling the spirit of the Lord right now. See, there's supernatural sustenance coming to you, and God wants you to tap in and step into that place of his supernatural provision. Remember Psalm 55:22? Memorize that. You are righteous and you will win. And he says he will make all sustenance for you in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, listen, if you haven't signed up yet for my course, Actually, it's going to be 2 days this week. I thought it was just going to be Thursday the 28th, but now it's going to be Wednesday the 27th at 6 p.m. and Thursday the 28th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Get signed up right away so you can come and sit with me and I can help spawn you on to walk in the glory of the Lord and live in those realms of ascension. This is my Zoom calls, my Glory Road community. These are the people that I connect with on a monthly basis. And so I want to connect with you in that space and place. So you can sign up there. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, now's the time to get it. Why? Because you're coming into Nisan. You're coming into the first month of that book. Every day you'll have a prophetic revelation that you can read. And it's a prophecy just for you. And it's relevant to what's happening on the Hebrew calendar all through the 30 days of Nisan and every succeeding month after that. Grab a hold of your copy now so you can start praying through the spring rains. They go from Nisan all the way to Tishri. And so this is a very, very special time. All right, grab a copy of the book or any of the teachings that are available. Be blessed, and I will see you next week.